Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
By that, well, you're fed up with the drama in regards to Brandon Ayuk, him chirping, him talking through the social media, him saying all these comments, going back to, you know, contract negotiations, him getting on the trade block potentially, all of that, and him voicing his frustrations, and you're just tired of listening to it.
It's a major tune out.
It's a major tune out for you.
For me, I'm just exhausted.
Some people, they like the drama. They feed off of it. They say, ooh, okay, ooh, he's a little upset about the Niners. What does that say about Kyle Shanahan, the fan base, John Lynch? Is he going to get traded, right? Oh, they got scary Terry McLaurin wanted to get paid over in Washington. You know, maybe he can swap those players. I don't know. Obviously, Brandon Ayuk's played with Jane Daniels in the past when it was Arizona State. Like, people start, like, their heads start spinning, and they start thinking about all these ideas, like, wow, that could be fun. But some people are tired of it, like you. I kind of like that stuff. It's fun. You're more of the X's and O's guys. Hey, Giants play the Marlins tonight, right? If something could happen at the plate. Wow. Why did they send him? Why didn't they send him? That's exciting for you, right?
Well, the way I would view it is this. Like, if this were a plate, if we were having dinner, right?
Sure.
Like, the action, the games would be your normal meal. Just You have to have your normal meal. And then the drama would just be the dessert.
Ooh.
Right? Like, I can have a little bit of both. You can have a little dessert here and there. I think if you're only eating dessert, I think that's where you end up getting sick.
Dude, I smashed some Tres Leches cake last night. Oh, so good. You got Tres Leches? It's like the milk cake from Mexico.
Delicious.
Dude, they had some at like Whole Foods. Smashed basically the entire
thing. I love sweets. I'm not here to say that.
But it's too much for you sometimes.
Well, I also have to have my rice and chicken, like you saw me earlier today.
All right.
Polenta.
Right now, it's cake eating season, if you will, because NBA free agency is upon us. It started really before Game 7 when Kevin Durant got traded to the Houston Rockets for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, 5 second-round picks, and Houston's first-round pick. I think it's number 10 overall in this upcoming draft here. And then yesterday, we were all going to sleep. We were going night-night, and we saw this happen. The Boston Celtics trading guard Drew Holiday to the Portland Trailblazers in exchange for Anthony Simons and 2 future second-round picks. Also, another thing that happened, Washington Wizards, Chris Middleton, he got his option picked up. And I believe the most latest was from this morning, Gafford signing a 3-year extension, Daniel Gafford, that is, in Dallas. So, what's going to go on with the Warriors? Are they going to make a big move, Joe? Well, Mike Dunleavy spoke yesterday, GM of the Golden State Warriors, and says after the draft, there's going to be some action.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of different ways we can go. We've got some free agents that, you know, are priorities. We got to handle that. But some of that stuff may lean into trades and other things. I mean, obviously, we got wound up into a big deal last summer, multi-team trade. And so anytime you get into the free agent stuff and you start looking at exceptions and cap space and all these things, it lends itself to it. We'll be opportunistic. You know, I think with our cap and strategy group, those guys are really good. So we'll look at everything. It's hard to say right now, though, honestly, as far as like what's out there, what could happen, but we'll definitely be in the mix. I mean, I think we've shown a history of doing that.
They'll definitely be in the mix. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean you're just going to be doing your due diligence and calling and checking on people? Are you going to actually be signing some big names here? Are you just going to be, you know, skating around the edges, if you will, sign a couple players that are like, I guess I know that guy, but like, is he really going to be that much of a difference maker? I am curious to see where Warriors fans are at 888-957-9570 in regards to what they would consider kind of like a big move this offseason. What would be a big move, Joe, for you? Like, what would you constitute a big move for this team in these coming weeks and months, if you will, heading into next season? Because I don't think they're moving off Jimmy Butler, Draymond, or Steph. Can they do anything outside of moving on from those players and making a big move, I guess I should ask?
God, I feel like we've had the same conversation.
I know, but
for like 4 years.
Okay, but there's people that think like they're moving off at least Jimmy or Draymond. I just don't think that's in the cards. I just don't think that's happening.
No, I would agree with you there. I mean, you're talking about John McKinney.
Maybe.
No. That's like, what else do you have? Like, you know the league.
I think people.
Joe, you know the league. You have to have salaries. You have to match them up.
What if I moved off Brandon Pajemski and Moses Moody and like Buddy Hield?
I would be shocked if they moved off of Pajemski.
But that would be a big move for you then. If you'd be shocked, then that would be a big move.
What am I getting back?
Well, we'll see. But just moving him off, that's a big move.
I would disagree with you. I don't think moving off Pajemski is a big move. I'd be shocked by it. But see, to me, he's a backup point guard, right? So, like, that's not a big move. He's a guy who makes like $3 million a year.
A backup point guard on this team is important, though.
No, I understand, but we're talking about a $3 million a year player. Like, go around the league. You find me where the all-star caliber players making $3 million a year are, right? I think this is where, like, I just, you're talking about topic fatigue and getting like, annoyed. I legitimately get exhausted discussing trade rumors with Warrior fans on this station. It's whether it's the Kuminga thing, Pajemski, Lowry Markkanen, Bradley Beal, my head is ready to explode. Well, and I'm guilty of it. I'm not saying I don't.
There's levels to it, right? Like when it bleeds into multiple weeks with the same topic, I hear you. I do think it's important now that the NBA season is over, though, Joe.
Oh, no doubt.
Like, we do need to talk about it.
But there's a part of me that's like, wake me up when it happens.
Okay.
So, for example, Jonathan Kuminga. And what did he say about JK? I want to hear what he said about JK.
Let's talk about it right now.
Because he's going to be like a restricted free agent.
Correct.
Right?
This is the
first time that they've been able to talk about it because the league offseason has started.
Mike Dunleavy talking about Kuminga yesterday.
Yeah, so we can start with the finals ending last night. We can start pursuing that right now, leading up into free agency. And I think we're in a good spot with it, honestly. We have the ability to bring him back. He's restricted. You know, I think there'll be good dialogue. And I'd like to figure something out sooner than later. That'd be great. But I also acknowledge with restricted free agency, these things can drag out a little bit and take some time. But, you know, I think we feel pretty comfortable with who JK is as a player and what he can do for our organization. And, you know, we'll continue. You know, it's a main priority going into free agency.
It is the priority right now. What is going to go on with Jonathan Kuminga? What's going on with
him? What's the priority? Keeping him or trading him?
I think it should be. from Spadoni's perspective, I think you should be keeping this guy going forward.
What about Dunleavy's perspective?
Dunleavy's perspective is trying to get this guy signed or a sign and trade. So whatever that entails, right? So they need to figure out where he's at, where they're at. Now, I know.
You're laughing, but this is not everything where I lose my mind. Do you think Mike Dunleavy even likes Jonathan Kuminga?
I don't know. Probably.
How is that even a thing? It's year four.
It's year two of Dunleavy.
Mike Dunleavy has been here. Okay, just hear me out.
Yeah.
This is where, how are we still discussing, does the organization, does the coach, does the GM even like Jonathan Kuminga? That is still a discussion.
You can like a guy and not think they're like a great like fit for the team. Do they like the person or do they like the fit? Is that what you're asking? What are you asking?
I'm asking both. We've been asking both for multiple years. I'm exhausted by the Kuminga like circle.
I understand.
The whole circle. I'm talking about, is he good? Is he bad? Is he somewhere in between? Can he play with Steph? Is he a superstar? Is he even a starter? Is he an NBA player? Should they keep him? Is he worth $30 million? Is he not worth $30 million? Can you get a superstar for him? Can we trade him for Cam Johnson? Like, it's just everyone is set in their opinions, except the team. Like, do you want him or do you not want him?
Well, real quick on that, I do think it's a little short-sighted to say they don't. Like, they might not know yet because this whole team got shifted upside down when they traded for Jimmy Butler and Jonathan Kuminga was still hurt. And JK did get the short end of the stick because the team was winning without him. They tried to, slide him in to see if it worked. It wasn't working. They had to go to him after Steph got hurt to just be any type of scorer for them. You don't really know what you have still when it comes to, you're laughing, Joe, but it was a different team.
I know.
Like, so I can't fault them. And I understand your frustration. The fact of the matter is, I don't know what they have either, and fans don't know what they have yet either when it comes to JK, Steph, Jimmy, Draymond. They haven't been on the court enough together
I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad that this whole thing has been an exhausting exercise for months, if not years on end. We should just call ourselves, forget 95-7 the game. We should be 000 or 00 for Jonathan Kuminga. 00 the Kuminga. That's what we should be called. Like, we should be called 00 the Kuminga, because I feel like all we've done is like, is he good? Is he bad? Does he play with Steph? Can he play with Steph? Does the coach like him? Does he not like him? Should he play? Should he not play? Can he see the floor? Can he set a screen? Will he dedicate himself to rebounding? And here's why I'm exhausted. It is a situation where every individual has already made up their decision, except the team. Everyone who follows the Warriors is cemented in their belief. Either they think he's really, really good and for whatever reason doesn't get the benefit of the doubt from the team or the other veteran players, or they think he stinks. And my whole thing is, I'm exhausted by that exercise. I think he's somewhere in between, and I'm frustrated that we discuss him ad nauseum because he didn't play for like six games, which were six of the most important games of the year. And it's just, we're having the same conversation. I'm exhausted by it. But then when he plays really well, we come in the next day, and instead of breaking down what he did well and what he didn't do well, it's, see, he's an all-star. He could be a superstar. It's like, no, pump the brakes a little. Let's talk about what he did really well. Wow, he actually defended really well in this game. Wow, he went to the lane and didn't turn the ball over. Wow, you know what? Sometimes when he gets caught in the short corner, he over-dribbles into trouble. Like, we never talk about the actual game of what he plays.
I disagree. I think he had a tremendously good game against the Lakers in a regular season win. Him, Pajemski, they all stepped up. We talked about it. And I think we actually gave him the benefit of the doubt, at least here locally, nationally, maybe not. But during the playoffs in that first round, when he was coming off, just ice cold, having not played for like weeks, it felt like, in that Rockets series, and he struggled at times, I think we were all like, you know what, that was an unfair position for him to be put in. I'm not going to grade him because of that performance. And I think we did that pretty well as a station. And then when it came to, the second round, when he started to score more and Steph Curry was out, yeah, a lot of us were like, huh, feels like he could have used this. But how much of that was, Steph wasn't there. And when Steph is there, he doesn't play very well, or his position's changed, or whatever. Like, there are different takes to have when it comes to the nuance of this conversation, Joe.
But if,
like,
you were listening to 95.7 The Game
I understand
for the
what
last
you're
year, I know, just hear me out. If you've been listening, I listened to to this station religiously. Okay, I'm obsessed with sports radio.
Yes,
I'll occasionally listen to the other side just to hear what's going on over there. All right, and like I listen to what's going on, and I bet you topics that the audience has heard from every day for the last 365 days, Jonathan Kuminga might be at the top of the list. And I'm just exhausted by
it. Well, we can do that right now. The topics that dominate the airways when it comes to the Golden State Warriors, it's Jonathan Kuminga. I just say the name.
And they're relevant. Like, I get there were reasons why we discussed him. I'm not saying what we... And I'm guilty of this. Joe, I'm admitting my own shortcomings. But I hear the name Jonathan Kuminga right now, and I'm just like... My God, just do something. Well, either extend him and you play him, or... Like, I'm done with it. I'm exhausted.
It's funny.
I despise hearing the whole rhetoric is where I'm going.
It's funny you say that, because I don't think we've talked about Jonathan Kuminga in how long, Sam Carter. When's the last time we brought up the name Jonathan Kuminga? Month ago? 2 months? Like, playoff time?
If Windhorse goes, like, well, there could be a trade. But what? This is what... No,
we haven't talked about him for like a month. I'm just telling you.
The next thing happens is, oh, Kuminga cannot be a part of that trade. Oh, Kuminga has to be a part of that trade. That's what we do.
Well, you're fatigued by a topic we haven't touched on in a month, so I don't know how fatigued you should be.
Everybody's
But we don't. I'm saying our show, Joe. I don't care what other people do. Willard and Dibbs, Starnie and Goo. This show, we haven't been talking about Jonathan Kuminga.
You're not exhausted by just the discussion around him?
No, because we haven't talked about him a lot. Like, and now that it's here, okay. I think we've done a good job of laying off the JK topic. And now it is the first major domino for this organization, and we will be talking about it because Mike Dunleavy is talking about it. Steve Kerr, his end-of-season presser, when him talking to Willard and Dibbs, it was a major talking point. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Anthony Slater joining us. In about an hour and a half at 8:30, Anthony Slater, so, our 95.7 The Game Warriors.
You're not wrong. Okay. You're not wrong that, like, okay, we haven't talked about him that much recently, but we have been talking about him nonstop for 4 years. And the last two specific off seasons have been centered around, is Kuminga good? Is he worth starting? Is he worth trading? It's very reminiscent to me of the Jordan Poole conversation. In the sense of, like, Jordan was extremely important till he wasn't, and then I got exhausted by the topic and the whole punch. And I think the audience did. Like, I do believe that we talked about the punch as a station. And look, I understand why we did, because it had major ripple effect ramifications on the season.
Cast a cloud on the entire season.
I hear you, but you also, there are certain things you just don't want to hear about every day. I don't even know where I fall down on this. I just, when I hear Jonathan Kuminga and Dunleavy and everything, I get why we're asking it. I understand why we're talking about it. I'm telling you, I get exhausted by it. I can't be alone. Does the audience get as exhausted as I do?
888-957-9570.
I want to hear from people. Like, tell me, am I the wrong one here? If I'm wrong, and I know I'm guilty of it because I talk about what you guys want to talk about. All right? So after Brock Purdy throws three interceptions and they lose a game, we're coming in. What are we talking about? The Niner game with Brock Purdy through three interceptions. When the Niners lose in overtime and Shanahan doesn't know about the rules, you know what I talk about for months on end? Oh, my God, we lost in overtime to Patrick Mahomes. Our defense was terrible down the stretch. The offense couldn't do anything. We didn't know the rules.
Well, then that gets into my topic fatigue, which is a lot of people's topic fatigue. It's like, oh, we got to fire Kyle Shanahan now. Like, he can't win it. Kyle Shanahan can't win the big one, but you should fire him. I was like, the guy that's been to two Super Bowls, who's been one of the most consistently great offensive minds in the game, you're just going to move off of him. Why? Why? Because he had a tough loss and he can't handle it? Sorry. It's the same thing with Steve Kerr. Like, that's the topic fatigue for me. Oh, Steve Kerr, he's just putting these guys in positions to not succeed. He's a bad head coach. Hell, I think Mark Jackson could have won four times. Like, really?
Mark Jackson. I don't ever want to hear about Mark Jackson ever again.
That's what
if
I'm talking about, though.
Mark Jackson, it tells me you didn't watch him.
Thank you, but that individual. But that's what I'm talking about. When it comes to topic fatigue for me, that's like when it gets into the different branches of the certain topics. It gets into 0 to 100 so damn quick for me. I just need to back off and take a deep breath.
Do you think that as a media, whether it's this company or just... Did we talk a little too much about Jordan Poole for too long? The punch and Draymond and everything like that. Did it go on too long?
Maybe, but I think a lot of people wanted to hear from that stuff. Like, there are some people that live and breathe all the drama. the transactions, if you will. We're talking about, what do you prefer, the transactions or the action? 888-957-9570. It's kind of like a makeshift this or that. By the way, this or that in the 9 o'clock hour. Not going to want to miss it. Best, fastest growing segment in sports talk radio. Best, some might say. But yeah, some people like to talk about that stuff, Joe. Like, some of the stations in this area, like, we like talking about the drama that is a firing of a coach. Hell, how long were we talking about firing Gabe Kapler until it actually happened? Like, that was a topic for me that got, it just jumped the shark. Well, it's just, oh, he just doesn't know what he's doing. He's just, I don't even know. It's like, okay, great. But are they going to fire him or not? He's tied to Farhan Zaidi. And they finally fired him.
Well, Farhan was a boring topic for me after a while.
Thank you. That's okay. Another guy.
So there, I was exhausted there. But I wonder what our, because like, look, I use this analogy all the time. When I had a deli, like, my dad was like, you got to have tuna. You got to have tuna on the menu. I was like, Dad, no one orders tuna. And so every couple of days, I would make tuna only to throw it away, right? What did I want to sell? What actually sold?
Salami.
What people wanted? They wanted turkey and roast beef and salami, yeah. Right? They wanted the so the here at the cuts. Station, yeah. I want to serve you what you want to hear. So do the people really want more action talk, meaning game breakdown? Because I love the breakdowns of personnel, the decisions, the strategy, what went right, what went wrong, what could have happened, what I might have done, what they should have done, you know, reliving the moments. Or do people like the drama stuff? Well, do they want to hear about, like, for me, if I say topics that make my head explode, number one all time, if I hear about Colin Kaepernick, my head is like literally going to explode off my neck. I don't want to hear about the kneeling. I don't want to hear about if he was a good quarterback, if he should still be in the league. I don't want to hear about, I am so exhausted. You bring up the Kaepernick thing for a long time, and I was immediately turning off the radio.
Okay, you just didn't want to hear anything from Colin Kaepernick. But even though it was
he was one of my favorite quarterbacks. We talked about it so much. I was tired.
You were, but if the national media is talking about it and it's a story locally, we're going to talk about it. It is what it is.
No, I get it. But what I'm saying is like, when is enough enough and when is it too much? When do you draw the line?
I mean, it's the NBA offseason right now. So I hear you on that, Joe. If we're not going to talk about it now, when are we going to talk about it?
So here's the 510.
What are, like, seriously, like, no, if we're not going to talk about Jonathan Kuminga now, then we haven't talked about him for a month, basically. The offseason's here. It's time for free agency. When are we going to talk about him?
Here we go. 415. The Kuminga topic is fire, no lie. Okay, that means that person likes
it.
510. Preach, Shasky. I'm overhearing about JK's role on the Dubs, Ayuk's holdout, and his contract. So, like,
then what do you want to hear right now? Like, we didn't have any games to react to. We're talking about Mike Dunleavy. We're reacting to him. We have Nick Friedell join us yesterday. We have Anthony Slater join us at 8:30. Ramona Shelburne had some good sound yesterday with Willard and Dibbs. What would you like to talk about in regards to the Golden State Warriors?
Well, if I hear a Lowry Markkanen trade involving the Warriors,
no.
That's it, right? Why is that? Why are you over that?
Well, because first off, they're not going to be able to do that. They're not going to afford Lowry Markkanen.
We spent all last summer talking about Paul George and Lowry Markkanen, and I was exhausted.
Yeah, I know. Well, you were all in on Paul George for a second. You wanted Paul George.
Yeah, for about 5 seconds.
Yeah, you wanted him.
Yeah.
Hold on. You wanted LeBron James.
I admit I was wrong.
You wanted LeBron James. We had discussions about wanting LeBron on this team, Joe. And you were champion.
Well, now I'm exhausted with LeBron.
Oh, now you're exhausted.
Yeah.
With him.
At the 20-year mark is when I drew the line.
Until when? LeBron says today, I'd actually really want to play with Steph Curry.
So we say LeBron's better than Jordan.
Like, no.
No, I don't want him.
If LeBron James said right now I'd play with the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry, you would absolutely say bring him here.
No, I don't think I would.
Oh,
no.
Stop.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Stop.
I wouldn't.
You're the biggest liar in the history of mankind.
Today, no.
No, you want Bronny, you take LeBron, you take it all.
No.
Yes, you would. No. For Jonathan Kuminga.
I'm seeing this resurface, right? Because the Phoenix Suns, everything that's going on. What about Bradley Beal? And I'm like,
gross.
Oh my God.
That is disgusting.
COVID talk, which is another topic I don't ever want to hear about again.
COVID?
It's COVID, yes.
Oh, like, well, it's like the flu at this point now.
Well,
like,
if I have to be shamed by Ray Ratto leaving my house one more time, my head will explode. You stay home and you just do what you want to do and tell everyone else how to live their life. I'm going to do me, all right? Stop telling me how to live.
Well, it's when the other people aren't adhering to the protocols in place that they're infecting other people. I hear you on that, though.
Yeah, but there are certain individuals
during
trying to tell us
time,
all how to live, and they look pretty stupid today. All
what
right?
is going on
so
here?
You just pipe down and let everyone else live their lives. We're all adults.
The epidemiologist, Joe Shasky, at 888-957-9570. Is that the right word, the phrasing for that? The guy that's like...
No, but like Joe, like, look, honestly, I could talk. There are certain topics I could talk about forever. So for
which
me,
which ones are they?
Like the regional sports networks that no one else loves but me. I love hearing about the. No one cares about that but me.
We don't.
The
yeah.
boss goes, "What is your obsession?" All right, Tim Lincecum. If I just bring up the name, I can never get enough of Tim Lincecum. I could relive his entire career right now for the next 4 hours.
He is fun to talk about.
He is.
You know
he
who is. Else is fun to talk about? Who's not nearly as successful as him? Jimmy Garoppolo. We can talk about Jimmy freaking Garoppolo.
Well, that's the
as
Brock
much as
thing.
We want.
The Kuminga thing reminds me of the Brock thing. Is he good? Is he great? Is he bad? He's a good player. He's solid. He's really solid.
Well, now
I like him a lot.
Well, he's also the highest paid player in the history of the franchise now. So that's there's levels to that.
I understand that, but like. He doesn't stink.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.